Sometimes compliments are given and you know they are genuine, but from certain people, you may wonder if they even mean what they say. Learn some of the different motivations for why people give compliments and try to figure out your own style today on the Be Do Concept podcast. Hi, I'm Lindy Kirby, mother of seven, speaker, singer-songwriter, mentor, author, podcaster, and founder and developer of the Be Do Concept, and you're listening to the Be Do Concept podcast. Thanks for listening. This is episode number 24 on the podcast, where I help people see different ways of thinking that can help you in improving your relationships and your life. For those of you that are new to the podcast, the Be Do Concept is a model I developed to help people understand the different ways people think. All of us think on a spectrum between what I call the Be way of thinking, focusing on who you are and how you're trying to be, or the Do way of thinking, which is focusing more on what you do and what you're trying to get done. When you understand some of these differences, life and people begin to make a lot more sense. It can help you get unstuck, improve your relationships, and help you in being able to better be who you want to be and do what you were meant to do. Before I tell you about compliments and why people give them, I'll give my quick disclaimer that I'm not a doctor, a therapist, or any kind of psychologist. This concept came as an answer to my prayers and in trying to love and understand people I cared about. And while I hope things I say will be an answer to your prayers as well, please check with a licensed therapist or a doctor before you make any life-changing decisions. Okay, so let's get started. First of all, I'm hoping that from this episode, you'll realize that most of the time when people give compliments, it's because they're trying to be genuine and authentic and they mean what they say. But sometimes our intention in why we give them can be completely different. I'm hoping you'll recognize your own way of thinking when it comes to giving compliments, and that you might recognize some other reasons you might not have seen before, and why people may not have come across as authentically, even though they might be. I learned some of this when I was leading a church choir. It was at a time when I realized how negative focused I was, and that usually I was far more focused on the negative than I was on the positive. Well, there was one day when I was working with a choir and I was leading and we were starting to make some progress and I said, "Wow, that sounded great." And immediately I was worried because I thought I shouldn't have said that. And the reason why is because as a detailed do thinker, being able to give compliments is about expectations and that they're meeting my expectation. I want to please people. I want to make people happy. And so I'm always trying to meet what other people's expectations are. And I assume that that's what other people do. And so when they give a compliment, it is to say that you met or exceeded my expectation about something I was doing. So I was worried that because I had given the choir a compliment, that the choir would think that they had met my expectation, even though it didn't sound perfect even at all, but it had sounded so much better than it did before. And I was afraid that because I had said that, they would stop trying, because a lot of times that's how I am. However, instead of not trying anymore, the exact opposite happened. Because I gave them that compliment and said how good they sounded, all of a sudden I could tell that they wanted to try harder. They were trying to do a better job than they had before. And to me, it was really confusing because I didn't even understand why that worked, because it was just a different way of thinking than how I thought. There was another time when my daughter and I were looking for our car in a big parking garage, and I totally could not find my car. I couldn't find it anywhere. And so the kind parking attendant was driving his little golf cart all around with us, trying to find what floor, where our car was. I was horribly embarrassed, and I had no idea where the car was. I had not even thought about when I parked, and I was just so mortified. Anyway, while this parking attendant was driving us all around, my daughter wanted to tell this parking attendant what a good job he was doing. Now, my daughter is a very much opposite thinker than me, and I just thought that was the strangest thing to tell someone, and I kind of didn't want her to say it, but you can't keep a B thinker from doing whatever they're going to do, and she said that. She said, "You're doing a great job," and as much as it would have been a weird thing to say to me, I would have just been like, "What?" I could just see that the parking attendant felt so loved and appreciated, and he just beamed. I could tell he just really took what she said in, and it just really made a difference for him. It made him feel loved and appreciated, and I was just left trying to understand this difference in people that hadn't made sense to me at the time. Well, since that time, I've learned a lot more about these different be and do ways of thinking, and it makes complete sense now. It made sense why the choir didn't stop trying and wanted to try harder, and why the parking attendant was so happy by the compliment, and I just realized I had a lot more to learn. One of the biggest things that I've been able to figure out is that though everybody likes to get compliments, the meaning behind why we give these compliments can mean something completely different. If I was trying to say the same thing to the parking attendant, it would have meant something completely different. As a detailed do thinker, which is how I was thinking at the time, my motivation and why I did everything was really just to make people happy. That's the motivation a lot of times for the do thinkers. And so to tell someone that they were doing a great job in my mind meant that you were saying you were somehow above them, like in a mother's role or in a boss's role where they met your expectations or your standard. I would never tell anyone that they'd done a great job unless I had given them the job. I was the parent, I was the boss, and telling them that they had met my standard. And so that was how I was feeling with the choir. I was afraid that I was telling my choir that they'd done a great job, and it would be like saying, "Hey, you met the expectations. You made it. You don't have to try any harder." Because to me, if I felt like I was meeting someone's expectations, I was meeting their needs, and I was making them happy, then I didn't feel like trying harder. I was doing enough. And again, it's all about doing for that do way of thinking. And it can be really frustrating when someone does give you a compliment and they say, "Hey, you're doing a great job," but then they want you to keep doing things and they expect more from you. It can feel like they're lying, like you didn't really do a good job in their mind, and that they can't ever be pleased, or that you're never going to be they're never going to be happy with you. And so anyway, that's why it was a really confusing thing to me, because they just beamed. So as a big picture, as more of a big picture thinker now, and understanding more about that B way of thinking, I can understand that it's not about doing at all to these B thinkers. It has more to do with how you're being and who you are. And when a B thinker gets a compliment, because what you do is just a natural extension of who you are, then when someone gives you a compliment, it's like saying you are enough. You're happy with them as a person, and that you're pleased by who they are, which is completely different than the do way of thinking that I'd always had before. I still remember that experience with the guy in the parking lot just really changed my perspective and made me realize that compliments are important to helping people to feel good about who they are and in what they do. It made me want to give more compliments and to help people feel better about themselves. It always makes someone feel good when you give them a compliment. I just had never thought of it that way. And this leads me to the opposite reasons why we give compliments. And a lot of times we're giving compliments for the same reasons. We want to build people up. We want them to recognize their strengths. We want to encourage them to move forward. But when we're a be thinker or a do thinker, the thing we're trying to encourage is often different. Be thinkers are going to be encouraging the person and how they're being, because that's what is motivating and can help them to do what they want to do. For do thinkers, we're going to encourage the action, the behavior, so that they can keep on doing it. And that will lead to becoming the person that they want to be. Again, we just assume that people think in the same ways as us, and we don't think of those things as being condescending, but it can come across that way when we don't understand the difference. I know when I was thinking more in the do way, and someone would give one child a compliment, but they wouldn't give somebody else a compliment about something they were doing, I just felt like they were being so mean and that it was intentionally given to make someone else feel unloved or uncared about. And I don't think it was ever meant to be that way. But sometimes there are things like that can happen. And when we try to explain to them why they were doing something so mean or how they were being so mean, obviously they're going to be offended, because compliments are usually given because we really want people to succeed. We're doing it to help, and we aren't ever trying to make people feel bad, but that's the way it can come across. Sometimes we give compliments and they come right back to us, meaning they don't take them in. There's been a lot of times where I've said, I really like your voice, or I really think you're a great singer. And really quickly they'll come back, oh no, I'm not, or no, you know, not choosing to take in that compliment. And for me, I think as the detailed do thinker, it's been more about opinions. So my opinion is that I like your voice. And so when it comes back to me as, no, I'm not a great singer, or no, I don't like my voice, it can come across as your opinion's wrong. You don't have the right opinion. You're actually not correct. I don't have a good voice. And that can be offensive too, because in at least the detailed do thinking way, everyone has the right to their own opinion. It's okay for someone to think I have a great voice. It's also okay for someone to hate my voice. It's their own opinion. And to me, everyone is okay to have their own opinion. It doesn't mean I have to agree with your opinion. Sometimes our compliments can come across wrong, and that can feel really hurtful, because we're just sharing our opinion. And I think it's more in that detailed do thinking way that we're giving those kinds of opinions, where in the more big picture be way of thinking, it's more about who you are and how you're trying to be. And sometimes those opinions can come across as manipulation or trying to change somebody. And we get a lot of these misperceptions when we're authentically trying to just give compliments. And that's all we're trying to do. We're not trying to manipulate or control or make anything happen. We just want you to recognize that we're trying to say something kind and that we want you to take it in. It's a compliment. And I think sometimes it's hard to take in compliments for any side, especially if we don't think it's true. I know that a lot of times I was afraid to take in compliments, afraid that it might give me a big head or that I might become prideful. And there's a lot of reasons why people feel that way. But again, that's a fear and something that is not usually about the other person, but it's about ourselves and our unwillingness to take in what other people give in complimenting ways. So how do you know if you should take in what someone says? It's hard to sometimes take those things in if we don't think they're genuine. And how can you be able to give compliments in a way that can be perceived in the way you want them to? Well, number one, it's really important that you are always genuine in the compliments you give to others. I can tell you, when I first learned that about my choir, that I could say, hey, you're doing a good job, and all of a sudden they would sing better and really put in some effort, I started to say that even when I didn't mean it. And I think it wasn't good. My choir members stopped trusting me. And in that way, it is a little bit manipulative. It is a little bit not authentic, and it's not true. And it's really important to be able to find the balance between the two, because you don't want to say things just to build people up if you don't actually mean it. And I've learned that when my choir is sounding better, I want to make sure I give them that praise. I also want to make sure I set the expectation for what I want, so they know where we're trying to get to. But it always helps people feel good and helps people want to keep working if they know that you can be pleased. And so that's really important, to find the balance in being genuine about your compliments and what you're saying. Besides that, people can tell when you're being genuine and when you're not. So they're not going to take in your compliments if they know that you're not being genuine in what you say. And how do you know when you should take in what people say, if you can know if it's really genuine or not? This is what I say to that. I think you should always take in the positive things that people say. As a detailed do thinker, I don't just take everything in. It usually does go through a filter. If it looks like it fits with the other things I know about myself and I can see that it's good for me, then I'll take them in. But if there's something that is in that compliment that maybe isn't super kind, or it's actually hurtful, then as a detailed do thinker, I can take just those details that are kind, the compliment, the thing that I'm doing good, and take those in. And that's a kindness to you. Everything else that may be meant to hurt you, don't you dare take those in. You do not have to take those things in. And it's maybe appropriate to get some space from people who are saying unkind things. But if people do say something that seems like it could be kind, but you're afraid it's manipulation or afraid that something's going to happen, I think it's really more about you, and that it's okay to take those things in. I know it can be, again, a little bit scary to take things in that you might worry that it's going to lead to pride or thinking things about yourself that aren't true. And I love the quote from Marianne Williamson from A Return to Love, when she says, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world." And that's something that I've learned, that when we're afraid to take in compliments, to make sure that we're being humble, but that means not taking in the compliments or things that other people say, then sometimes that's keeping us from being able to see our full potential. And when we can see our full potential, when we're taking in those things that can help us feel good about ourselves, then it can bring a joy and a happiness to you. You can start to feel those compliments and those things that people show in order to show their love. And it can help you to feel better connection with people who are trying to give you compliments. And a lot of times they want some closeness. They want that connection, where if you just push away those compliments, you lose the connection sometimes. So that's really important. Hopefully you've been able to figure out which style you may have, whether you usually give your compliments more in helping people to be happy and just to feel good about themselves, in encouraging them to move forward, or just because that's how you feel and you're genuinely sharing something about them that you like, or if it's more about validating who a person is and helping them to know you care and encouraging them that they are enough. Neither way of thinking is bad, and though they are very different with different intentions, it doesn't mean that either one isn't the right way to give a compliment or a best way, because they're both good. And especially if you think in one way or the other, they can be really motivating in ways that maybe they're not as motivating to you, but to that other way of thinking, it really can be. And once you start to see the differences, one of my favorite things to do is to tell people that they're doing a great job and that I love them and that they're awesome. These were things that I struggled with because it just didn't seem like my place to say. But as I've realized this opposite way of thinking, I think those things just make us feel good. And I mean it, and it's genuine. And so that's been a lot of fun. When you learn some of the things that work for both sides, then you just have more ways to show love. And that's been really cool in learning this concept. So I hope you've enjoyed listening today. I really am grateful that you chose to listen, and hopefully you got something good from it. I hope you'll subscribe, and if you have any questions or comments, I really would love to hear them. You can sign up for a free discovery call on my website at lindykirby.com, and the link is in the description. So again, thanks for listening, and I will chat with you again next week here on the Be Do Concept Podcast.